A woman was hosting a dinner party, and at the table she asked her 6-year-old daughter to say grace. "But I would not know what to say, mother," she responded. "Just say what you heard mommy say," replied the mother. The little girl nodded, bowed her head, and prayed, "Dear Lord, why did I invite all these people to dinner?" I think we can relate to that mother. The routine of cleaning and maintaining all of our stuff saps our energy from the things that bring us joy. We get up late in the morning. The traffic is awful. The grocery store does not have everything that we need. And to top it off, we burn dinner. We are tired and irritable. We look at the demands that are on us and say, "Oh Lord, why in the world is all of this on my shoulders?" I believe that Jesus felt the same kind of pressure. Everywhere that he went, people pressed in on him, demanding his attention. He raised the dead, cured the sick, made the blind to see, the lame to walk, and he cast out demons. When we think of Jesus, we think of the Son of God. He was also human, a man. He got hungry and thirsty, and he got tired and irritated, just exactly like we do. Because of his love and compassion for us, all of the miracles that he performed took his time away from his ministry that he came here for, to teach us to love his Father the way he did. Jesus tried to escape. He crossed the Sea of Galilee and went up the mountain with his disciples and sat down. When he looked up and saw the crowd that was gathering before him, I can imagine how that crowd grew too. You see a group of people walking and you say, "Hey, what's going on?" And someone turns around and says to you, "Hey, that's the guy right there that cures the sick. We're going to hear what he has to say." Once again, compassion fills the hearts of Jesus. He says to Philip, "Where can we buy enough food for them to eat?" And after all the time that the disciples had spent with Jesus and all of the signs that they saw him perform, one might think that Philip would just say to him, "Jesus, raise your arms to heaven and feed the people from the sky." They still had no idea exactly who the man was that they followed. They would not truly understand until Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit descended upon them and opened their hearts and their minds. After that, they would truly understand everything that Jesus had said and done. A lesson for us also. We should learn to turn to the Holy Spirit in our time of trouble and despair. A simple prayer. "O come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and enkindle them the fire of your love." Learn to rely on the Holy Spirit, and it'll make your day go better.